My name is Marnisha, and my mom named Keisha, and my dad named Mark. So they kind of put that together, and they got Markeisha. That's our name. One letter off. So my whole name, my middle name, my last name, everything is the same, just like hers. We one letter off. We grew up sharing a room, so we was always together. My mom used to dress us alike and all that. And then when my sister moved out, the oldest one, she moved up and up. But it's like she was right next door, so I could always mess with her. Then when she went to college, I was feeling a little lonely because I was like, now I got nobody to fuss with during the week. Only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then she go back to school for Monday. So when she died, I was just like, nah, I really don't have nobody here, like, because nah, like, she permanently gone. Ain't no, oh, she gonna come on a weekend or something. So they lived on Bullard, and usually she'll park like outside the garage something, but they went in the garage. So she, when she parked in the garage, I guess they was talking for a little while, and then carbon monoxide took over the Elf in her car and then knocked them out, and they went to sleep, and he died like that. I'm at my house. Of course, the alarm is going off. I'm walking into my sister's room. You can see her closet with her clothes in there and her favorite red outfit in there that she had wore when she had went to the baby concert. She have teddy bears and pretty much pillows and pictures and all that of her on her bed. The cardboard cutouts of her and her boyfriend that died with her. I turned around to the window. Every picture of her, like big picture and cutout and everything, that's turned around. Like, my mom cannot come up in here and see that. She already gets scared when she doesn't know I'm home and I say something, I walk in the room with her. Creepy, I know. But it's just a lot of memories. Because usually when I open the door, she'll be sitting right down her bed looking at me stupid like, why is you opening my door? But hey, that's how sisters are, you know. Just so young, so full of fun. You're resting easy. Oh, why'd you have to leave me, best friend? I don't really go up in her room since everything happened, but I was like, I need to do this. Because that's why her spirit went in. Like, I don't think that it was just left in the garage while they died. I feel like it went into her room because that's why she was always at, having music on, just dancing and all that in the middle of the night. It was creepy because I still low-key don't believe, like, she gone. But it's like, I know she is, but I don't want to believe it. Like, I feel like I'm the only child. Like, it's so boring. I don't have nobody to fuss with, nobody to fight with. I don't have none of that. I'd be so bored. I'd be like, I miss my sister. We used to fuss over stupid stuff. We used to fuss over food when we was little. Like, before she died, it was maybe like a month before that. We was in the kitchen. My mom was sitting down eating her hamburger because my daddy bought two, one for him and one for her. And the hamburger looked good. Like, you could see the cheese dripping and all. Like, it looked really good. So then he had fries up in there, and it was like curly fries. I don't never see curly fries, so I was like, I gotta get one of these. And it tasted so good. So then my sister came up in there from out of her room. She just opened the box, and she was about to take one, and I took the plate. I was like, But then she tried to take the plate from me, and I was like, no. And we was like scrunching up the plate. And then my mom called my dad, and she was like, they fighting? So he was like, call mama to the phone. That's my nickname. Then he was like, man, go up in the room. I'm like, that wasn't it. Go up in the room. So I went up in my room. My sister, she always used to egg it on. So she goes up in her room. Oh, you can hear her all through the hallway because she used to be so loud. She's a little bit like, that's why I got you. Now you in trouble. And I'll be like, girl, you better not ask me for nothing. And guess what? After that, she still bought me food. The day before she died, she had bought me a Cajun plate because we live right there by Cajuns. And I was like, ah, you love me. And that was the last day I saw her. That was the last time I actually saw her when she had gave me that.